John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yaps, hundreds of them. This calls for strategy. I'll have to put on my thinking cap. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Get him while they're cold. Get your ice cream cane. Here you are. Here's yours, bowlegs. Here, one for you, monkey face. Now, don't shove. There's plenty for all. Here you are, slant eyes. Everybody gets one.
Ice cream.
This is politically incorrect. Incorrect.
Oh, just a 1 minute, Joe. Just a 1 minute, or you know.
Not 44.
You wait.
I got the free one.
Believe me, sweetie face, it's a pleasure.
Happy birthday, Rob.
Woman.
Oh.
The Don and Mike Show.
Happy birthday, Rob A. Speedball. Yeah.
There is a vulgar element involved with the Don and Mike Show.
It smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, the piece tastes like wood. Hello.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I wanted to know, what was it like going back to your girlfriend after seeing that 10?
I'm knocked out because my girlfriend is a 10, my friend.
Huh? So's mine. Yeah, we're all in good shape.
Yeah? Why don't you guys talk about that? Why don't you guys tell me what your girlfriend
is? What are you trying to do?
What are you doing? What is your problem?
What's your point?
What is your problem?
Well, you guys are talking up this stripper so much, I'm wondering what's going on with your girls.
Well, I mean, what's wrong with talking up a stripper? You one of these guys that doesn't look?
Without getting totally radical on your ass and giving you the lecture, if you are in a secure relationship with a secure woman, she would have no problem. Now, my dear departed wife, after a while, we used to have naked chicks on the show. She would maybe play games, like she'd say, put a blindfold on.
Mm-hmm. I remember that day.
But she was never serious about that.
That was for fun.
I'll tell you that my girlfriend right now, Janet, would have no problem with this today. Right. She's a very open-minded, modern woman who understands I'm doing a job.
And since we're mentioning it, I should tell you that during one of the breaks, Carla texted me, and she has left me today. So she has left.
Really,
that's what he wanted. That's the joy he wanted.
Right.
No, nothing could be further from the truth.
I mean, why you got to be such a dickhead? If there was a problem, trust me, we would tell you.
If you were, say you were in a bar and you were with a bunch of your friends and you'd just seen
right
a stripper.
There.
I mean, yeah, well, he wouldn't have them.
Right.
But I mean, would you say that to the guys? Hey, guys, we just came back from the bachelor party. What are you going to tell your wives and girlfriends? What would you say that to them?
No, I guess I'm upset because I'm not allowed to see strippers.
Oh, see, here we go.
I'm sorry, you're pussy whipped.
Pretty much.
Right, well.
So you took that pussy whippedness out on us. That's very unfair.
Well, it's unfair that you guys get to see tens with big boobs.
You know what? It's unfair that you're digging a ditch and I'm working without using my hands.
Well, I'm wondering what's going on with you.
I mean, what's wrong with that,
And
Danny?
You know, really, if you're talking about it, I mean, this is a lady that works for a service where you could see this woman probably, if you were in the area, probably every weekend if you had the dispensable income
Listen,
to do
Mike
so.
Mike and I can see a woman like that because it's a perk of our job.
Right.
If you want, save your welfare checks, and maybe you can have her come out to one of your parties.
And one of the nice things we like to do when Don says, you know, he can hear belt buckles hitting the floor, is we kind of like to paint the picture through the radio.
Share
and then you got to call us half an hour after it's over and rain on our parade. What's wrong with you?
I don't know, man. I wonder what your girlfriends are doing while you're up at that stripper party.
Well, they're probably out having sex with big black guys. How do you feel about that?
Yeah.
they might be.
No, so you're not allowed to look at strippers.
Wow.
Stain, are you married or do you have a girlfriend or what's your situation?
Well, it's girlfriend. A couple of years.
Wow. Yeah. Aren't there any gay bars up in Delaware?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're gay, right?
No, I'm not gay.
Oh, come on.
Wow. You seem to, Rob was actually mentioning the hits on our website just during the break as far as how many people are trying to look at this woman.
About 25 a second.
But you, on the other hand, are calling to bust balls and say, what are your wives and girlfriends going to think? What's the problem? What is the real problem with you?
I don't know. I don't have access to a computer. That's why I can't look that up.
Why don't you have access to a computer?
Why won't your wife let you?
I'm driving. I'm actually driving back to see my girlfriend right now.
What about your wife?
I don't have a wife.
Why is your relationship
hold so... Hold on. You can't... You mean you can't look at a stripper and you're not even married?
Girlfriend.
What kind of a pussy is that?
It's close to being married, man. It's really close.
Well, you're not allowed... She doesn't... Well, what? If you want to do that, you just go out and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then I'm not allowed to come home on the weekend.
That's you're not okay. allowed. Wait, excuse me, and you don't even have a ring on her finger.
And you're calling to bust our balls.
Yeah.
Well, I'm wondering how you guys get to do that.
Because, as Don just mentioned, secure relationships, right. And also this is part of the gig. It's part of the job. It's
also,
what we do.
Our girlfriends and wives, unlike yours, are intelligent.
They get it.
They don't have a problem with it.
I was seeing a stripper part of your job.
You sound like you would be a woman who would have a problem with this.
I'm really.
Are you a woman who has a problem with this? Tell me seriously. Are you a woman who has a problem with our stripper?
And it's in our job description. Check our contract.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody that has a holiday, we get nude women. Mm-hmm. That's in our contract.
Double stripper clause.
We get 4 nude women a year.
Did you enjoy the segment?
Yeah, well, you guys are just lucky then.
Hold on. You're not answering my question. You obviously have gotten all ramped up about it because you're calling us to talk about it.
You're right.
You enjoyed the segment.
We are very lucky. As a matter of fact, I think in Mike's new contract, don't you have 6 girls a year guaranteed naked?
I had to make the guarantee, Don. I had to make the guarantee when you left. I had to make sure that they knew that I meant business.
Every other month.
Up from 4 to 6.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
It's just part of our jobs. Sorry. And can I tell you something else?
Go ahead.
For the guys on the show that aren't married, you know, there's always sex available to us. Always. There's a constant line of women standing right outside that door waiting to get in any position we want.
Do you have what do you do for a living, sir?
You guys are full of it. I rent cars.
What do you do for a living?
I rent cars.
You rent cars? What kind of cars?
Rental cars, like trucks, vans.
You work for a major rental company?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right, and so when you're done renting cars, you can't run down to the local Tata's and have a good time?
Nah, she get upset. Yeah. I don't.
And that's why he's angry and bitter and jealous.
And I'm sorry after you rent someone a Ford CLI Taurus that you can't score with them, but the fact of the matter is right now there's no less than 15 women outside who are waiting to give themselves to anyone on this show.
In lingerie.
There's no way.
For free. And we have women. We have a lounge upstairs with a full bar, and it's full of women right now.
Leather couches.
It's a write-off for CBS.
Listen, our women, they understand that it comes with the territory. We are sexual beings. It's in our contract that we get naked women.
Show business.
There's women around all the time. Dude, why'd you rent that movie, the Cameron Crowe movie? That's kind of what our lives are like. That movie, Almost Famous.
Oh, yeah. Like the rock
stars. That's exactly what it's
like. We're like the band Stillwater.
No woman's going to be waiting outside for somebody.
We didn't say waiting outside. We said they're upstairs in our open bar that we have upstairs.
I have to be discreet about this, but I want to tell you something. Right now, a woman has a finger somewhere in my body.
Now, see, you made Mike choke on his
water. Oh, dear me.
Of course, now, in this case, she's got a finger in my nose.
Yes.
But still, it's moving from orifice to orifice.
Yeah, it's pretty gross, if you ask me.
I can't help it that God shined on everyone in this room and said, not only will you guys get the best jobs in the world, you're going to get so much stink that you're going to be turning it down, and your girlfriends will understand it and will, in fact, feel even more respected because you have so much stink coming your way, yet you come home every night to that special woman.
As a matter of fact, my lady Carla was saying to me just the other night, you know, I'm so glad I'm with you. I'm really glad you're not one of those guys that ask people if they want the fuel option or not.
That's messed up, man.
I'll tell you what's messed up. What's messed up is when someone leaves a cup of coffee in the back seat of that Dodge K car that you got to clean up. That's messed up.
I tell you what else is messed up is when a mother. How old are you, sir?
I'm 24.
24.
About 25 years ago, a mother smoking heavily
and waiting
to give birth.
No, actually, 25 years ago, a woman decided not to have a procedure that would have ridded us of this gentleman.
That was recommended by everybody.
And during the 9 months, she sat there and just chewed on paint chips.
Oh, and drank.
Between shots of bourbon.
Yeah.
Man, you guys are so full of it. I know you guys are both in the doghouse, and just because you're on the radio.
Boy, transportation has really ruled your life.
Hey, dog. Woof, 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 the doghouse.
You've always been about transportation. You rent cars. Your mom pulled a train. There's just so much. I bet your dad has something to do with boats.
Nah, it's not.
All right, and let's get to the real bottom of this, and I mean bottom. How fat is the girlfriend?
How fat?
How fat. You heard me.
Your pig girlfriend.
Your girlfriend, the pig.
She thinks she's fat, but I think
she's fat. See, okay. Yeah. Now, listen, you're being pussy whipped by a fat chick?
She's not a fat chick.
Please, sure you just said she was.
What's your first name? What's your first name?
130. Hello, I got news for you. Jesus Christ. I have bowel movements that size. Your girl's a pig.
Oh, come on, man.
A total pig.
Why don't you tell the truth? That 130 is really 170.
No, she's not fat. I'm telling you, she's not fat.
Yeah, she is fat.
How sweaty does she get?
She doesn't get sweaty. She's a good-looking girl.
I wouldn't protest so much. Listen, don't protest so much. Yeah. She's fat, you're dumb. It's a good combination.
You know what? She's probably...
If you guys had good girls, they would be upset with you.
No, they wouldn't.
No, you've got to be backwards.
You're 24 years old.
You must understand
God.
What security is in a relationship. You don't right now because your wife is on top of a table at... Your girlfriend is on the top of a table at Enterprise Car Rental where that guy is giving her the high hard one with his green vest saying, your retarded boyfriend is just a loser.
That's messed up, Don.
And she's saying, if only I had more confidence on our relationship, I wouldn't have to sleep with the guy from the better car rental place.
Oh, come on. I didn't say anything about your girl.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, you started it.
You started it by saying that all of our girlfriends would be mad at us.
You know what you did? You know what's worse than that? You put a wet blanket all over this party. We were having a good party on Rob's birthday show, and you put a big wet blanket on it because you're bitter because you want to go see strippers. You want to go see strippers so bad. Mm-hmm. You want to go rent porno so bad, and you're afraid to do it. And that's what your problem is.
I got news for you. Right now at BWI, there's a line of guys. You know the Hertz Gold Club line?
Yes.
That's the line of guys that are waiting for your girlfriend to do something to them.
Dude, that is messed up.
It's
just like the joke, pal. It's just like the joke. You know what your girlfriend says after sex? Do you guys play for the same team?
What?
Yeah. Digested over the weekend.
How far did you make it into high school?
When she comes home tonight, why don't you check to see how much fuel she has left in her tank? You understand what I'm saying? See if she got her tank filled up today.
Yeah. Might want to take out the collision insurance on her ass.
You know what? Give her a nice deep kiss when she comes home. Oh. And you'll be able to tell by the taste.
Oh, come on, man.
But you know what? I'm guessing I'm guessing it's not a taste you're unfamiliar with.
Come on, you know what?
You guys are picking on my girl.
This is messed up.
We're picking on your girl, the pig.
My girl's a nice girl. And I'm saying all girls, if they're good girls, wouldn't want their guys seeing a hot stripper.
Which your girl might be a little upset because she's got to shave her back regularly.
Here's what I think you need to do is just cut off your penis and send it to us now.
Might as well.
You obviously have no use for it. There's got to be one of our fighting guys in Iraq who had his nuts cut off needs a set of good genitals.
Oh, man, you guys talk big on the radio. I'm telling you, I'd like to see...
Is this another big man? Is this another gunslinger? You think you want to play in our sandbox, pal? You want to come down here and play in our sandbox?
Douchebag, I will not insult the intelligence of those listening by calling any of our spouses or girlfriends to tell them that you're a total loser.
Right.
However, if you would like to fight, Mike and I will meet you on the Bay Bridge tonight at midnight. Serious. We'll meet you on the westbound span at
midnight.
Make
sure you wear your multicolored vest that will indicate that you're the Dip S rental car guy.
And both Mike and I will be carrying a red rose. So you'll know it's us.
That's how you'll know them.
But you know what? We'll give you the final word. How about that? What
would you like to say?
That is messed up.
That is messed up.
That's a beautiful segment, everybody.
Thank you.
Dude.
That's messed up.
How come you guys get to see that dude?
That's the wrong... And really, for all of you people... That are the men in our audience that enjoyed that segment. That is the wrong reaction.
That's right.
That is not the right reaction. You just enjoy it, you know? And if you're saying, boy, I wish I could do that, well, go out and do it.
We happen
to do it in a studio. You can do it anywhere in America.
Christ, those places are everywhere, for God's sake.
Absolutely.
We have two really great benefits. The flu shots come to us, and the strippers.
And the strippers. I can't think of anything else that comes to mind.
All we need is some watered down beer. We could be in a strip club.
Next right. Time.
Yeah.
For goodness sakes. Know what? The flu shots, the strippers, and we occasionally get to get pretty loaded on the show.
That's true.
That's nice, too.
Oh, and the benefit of good company.
Fellowship.
And the laughs are aplenty.
It's a joyous experience each and every day.
That's right.
It's a bonding experience.
Mm-hmm. It was fun. And you know what? You know what came through the radio? We happened to get a little ramped up with old Summer there.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's what it was. Sorry.
Hey, excuse us, guy that works in the car place with a pig girlfriend. Excuse us that it moved. You know? Excuse us that we got some feeling down in the nerve endings down there. It does not mean we're going to bang her. You know what it means? It means we're alive.
Right. That's right.
Just like I got no problem last night with my girlfriend watching American Idol and saying, the guy that sang Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Yeah.
She says, God, he's an awful singer. But boy, look at him. Now, I don't mind that.
Right, of course. Right?
You got it?
Because you know what? She looks at him the same way that I would look at many women.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh. I'd hate to play Go Fish with her, but God, I would like to screw her like a light bulb.
Right? That's
right.
The way it goes.
And it doesn't mean you're going to act on every,
no,
on every impulse.
For
now,
God's sake.
Buzz is a different story, but now's not the time or the place
that's
to bring
another,
that up.
Another day, another topic, really.
I mean, to be totally honest, no, I don't think that I could eat whipped cream from between a girl's, you know, cheeks. I could get away with that.
Do we wish we could? Yes.
Yes, but we
yes.
can't.
Yes, no, but we can't. We don't do that.
Buzz is just the man. That's all I can say.
He's
I've
more man than
said
we.
That.
He is more man than we are in that respect.
He's always been the man. He's the role model.
He's always been cool as the other side of the pillow.
That's why we secretly hate him so much. When people call and say nice things about him, we
totally
always say, shut up.
That's why you're phasing him out.
Blazing
trails. That's right. That's why you're being replaced by Wayne Brady.
Oh, now it's Wayne Brady.
No, you're being replaced by Al Santos. Starting Monday.
Oh, you know, anything that guy could say, any of those naysayers would not take away from lovely Summer.
That's
no.
messed up.
Summer, who is driving back to Baltimore right now, getting ready to see her brother's band tonight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And just think, tonight, well, it's my right, every night with her, it's Summer's Eve. Every night. Mm-hmm. Every night you're thinking about being with Summer. It's
yeah,
Summer's
tomorrow
Eve.
If you wake up with Summer, tonight will be Summer's Eve.
Well, we certainly had a lot of like Rob Nazi stuff for today's show that we just never got to.
Huh. Yes, his other birthday pleasure.
We had a bunch of good gay stuff that we never got to today.
Yes, we
did.
The
gay songs, yeah. The gay thing. The
show was
that.
So straight today.
Save, oh, we got the brackets.
Save all that
got
for Monday.
Craig.
Let's just go right to Buzz.
Hey, that's messed up.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi.
You have news, right?
I do.
And we have comments?
You do.
Well, then we'll figure out where we are in the show. We'll come right back.
Sure. This is the Don and Mike Show.